Who remains? The villages lie empty. The only sounds are gunfire. Silence enshrouds border villages in Surin, now left with empty houses and a few dogs and chickens to brace for the only punctuation of time, gunshots. If anybody travels along the roads leading to the remote villages at the Thai-Cambodian border near Brasat, Phnom Dong Rak, and Gap Chuong districts, they have to ask themselves, amid the air of desolation, where have all the people gone? The Disaster Prevention and Mitigation Department yesterday announced that 44 evacuation centers have been set up so far, 35 in Surin and 9 in Buriram. In Surin, about 40,400 people have already been relocated, while in neighboring Buriram, 7,800 people have had to leave their homes. Villagers in Gap Chuong, whose villages are nearest Cambodia, have all gone. The government told them to evacuate because Cambodia reportedly fired Russian-made BM-21 rockets, Prime Minister's Office Minister Ong At Klam Pai Bun said. Some dropped in villages, he added. Ban Yong Tong Si Suk of Ban Kun Kao, Mu 13, in Tambun Gap Chuong, is among newcomers at a camp at Gap Chuong district opened by the government. Now it is all the same in every village. No one dares to enter, especially at night, he said. He recalled a shell attack on a house of his neighbor one evening, the final straw that forced him and his family out of the village. As he was going to eat dinner, the shell fell on his house. He was killed, Mr. Ban Yong said. Villagers in Phnom Dong Rak district also bore the brunt of the conflict. While a few people who volunteered to guard their areas were given guns to defend themselves, the weapons could not always ensure them of safety. When we heard gunfire, we ran to find places to shelter, jumping in different directions, said Basit Ying Chut Nam, a member of a village defense volunteer team at Ban Nong Khanat Mu 4 in Phnom Dong Rak. In Gap Chuong Hospital, the wards are also deadly quiet. The government has now decided to temporarily close the frontline hospital, relocating all patients and medical staff to Brasat Hospital, because it also faces rocket attacks. I don't know when the fighting will end. Nobody here knows when it will end. The people have fled, and now even animals are leaving the villages, Mr. Ban Yong said. No one can live there. They don't want to die.